One.
Log Talk Radio.
Log Talk.
Hello and welcome to the show today. Hopefully y'all can hear me because I'm doing it from a microphone. I'm not doing the regular protocol. So if you're in the chat room and you can hear me, please give me a shout. Yeah, I'd really be happy if you can. Lance P. U is on the show. Did you hear me? Anybody hear me out there? I'm doing it from my microphone. I have no idea if you can hear me. Okay, cool, straight. That's good. Thank you, Lance. Let me go on with the show. I the news, and they have a. I talked about this on my last show. They have a secret meeting. They already broadcast it already, but the international body has a secret meeting with this, so they will be able to go and strike Iran. Now, there's a lot of people out there saying that if this happens, it'd be World War III. Now, if you listen to General Salente, he's the most accurate forecast probably in the world, and I don't think he has enough... I don't think he's the type of person who really want that much shout out, but I don't think that he has enough praise because people are scared of him. But anyway, of course, there's Nostradamus. They would love him because he's so confusing. And you watch those history channels about the Bible, people love those confusing history channels. But when you get a show like mine, I can't stand it because I'm just like, this is what's going to happen. This is what the Bible says. But anyway, article that I found on Alex Jones, Infowars.com, and I got the original one, but I'm going to read his. It says, "Myth reports that Israel is preparing to bomb Iran's nuclear sites. Political heavyweights in Washington, Tel Aviv, was make plans for a secret get-together." I'm not even going to try to. Rio Novosti reported on Friday that the U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is planning to visit Tel Aviv within the next 2 weeks to discuss a range of international issues, including Tehran's nuclear case, and secret meetings with Netanyahu government. The U.S. Middle East envoy, George Mitchell, will reportedly accompany Gates. Secret meeting come at a time when two Israeli warships and the Suez Canal. And it also is coming, I don't think they're really going to do anything until August, but there's too much stuff going around, folks. I talked to y'all about in my past show about the times of off, which in the Israel history, it's also part of their observance days, but the times of off is a two-day event that many things happen. Even last year, Georgia was invaded by Russia, even though Georgia might have provoked it, backed by the U.S. And also in their history, the two temples were destroyed, one by Babylon and one by the Roman Empire. If you're trying to call in, sometime I go off and put, cause I don't have my, articles printed out. I actually have them on my computer. So sometime I go off and look somewhere else. Just in there if you're trying to get on the show. The big thing is the time of off has a sign, and Luke 21 talks about a sign. There should be signs in the sun, moon, and the stars. Now, there's an eclipse, a solar eclipse, and they say it's the longest solar eclipse. It's also prompting for an earthquake. A while back, I don't know what's going to happen in the 10 days of off. The 10 days of off was from July 21st to July 31st. It's 10 days of off. Now, and we got one more next year. Now, the tribulation period that spoken about in the Bible. These 10 days coming up is going to be a telltale sign. Is 2009 the tribulation, the beginning of the tribulation period? A lot of people are looking at 2012. When they're looking at it, if you see a lot of people looking at it, it's not it. I believe 2012, I believe 2013 is the middle of the tribulation period. I believe 2009 is the beginning of the tribulation. I could be wrong. It could be 2010 or 11. So I'm not really wrong. I'm just saying it could be either of these 3 years. Because the generation runs out in 2018. So everything's coming to fruition. They even have bank holidays that are scheduled. They have been passing martial law bills. They've been getting together the flu, swine flu, saying that the swine flu can get worse in the fall. Now, I do understand it can get worse in the fall. But for them to say it's going to mutate is a different story. So all these things are heading towards the fall. And I'm seeing in a lot of articles the word, it's like God is trying to say the fall feast. They're heading towards the fall. I believe that we're going to be able to tell a lot in the next 10 days, before this month is out. And you're going to be able to say, okay, I know something's going to happen. Is it going to be big or is it going to be small? You say, why are you so cocky and believing? I believe God's word. Something's going to happen. It could be the size of last year's invasion of Georgia, or it could be very huge. That's why we need to pray for this country. We need to pray for our the people in this country. We need to pray for this country. Is a bad country. If you really think about it. What country gives the... If you look at the Roman Empire, if you look at Egypt, if you look at Assyria or Babylon, these people had sort of bondages on them. We're just not getting the bondages. They come in late in the form of and legislation, big-time legislation, just in the past year, matter of fact. But they're coming quickly. So our freedoms are leaving. But my point is, the country that we had was not broke at all. When you take us off the gold standard, I still have a theory. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. So if you take us off the gold standard and then shoot a president for saying, you know what, I'm going to return them back to the gold standard, then I'm going to splinter the CIA in pieces because y'all don't have the best interests of the United States at heart. So I'm going to splinter this thing into pieces. Then they shot him. He was the last president of the United States, believe it or not. Then Nixon he actually got us totally off the gold standard. So when you have a nice country like this, why do you try to do things you had no business? Free trade. I don't mind free trade if it's done right. But when you begin to free trade everything outside and outsource everything that we have, it's just a distribution of wealth. That's it. Free outsourcing is just a redistribution of wealth. Anything that transfers something over to something else is a redistribution of wealth. And here in Spokane, Washington, our taxes are going to Seattle so they can build a large stadium. What is that called? Redistribution of wealth. Is it good for a country? No. Now, if you're going to help the poor, that's fine. I'm all for helping the poor. We teach them how to fish. But if you don't have a manufacturing base, how are you going to teach anybody how to fish? Not literally, you can teach them how to fish because we got oceans here, but I'm just trying to make an illustration. How are you going to teach them how to do any? Oh, we have free computer training for all citizens. What are you going to do with the computer training? Hello, may I help you? This is Hewlett Packard, and I want to serve you. Where you at? I'm in India. Okay, so you work for a United States company. Yes, I do. I'm glad he told me that. I actually called in to get service done on computer And this was a while back when I was drinking. I was doing everything. I wasn't really, I knew about the New World Order. I kind of got lost in the sauce. But I was kind of curious at that time. Where are you at? I'm in India? Oh, my gosh. So, okay, I should have did an interview on him. But at the time, I was doing other things. But our country is very much in trouble. Anytime you can plan a... anytime you can plan a bank holiday advance, how do you know this stuff? How do you know to shut the Congress doors in, which only happened in four times in history? How do you know to lock Congress up into a vault and make them, if you don't do this, I'm going to break your neck. You're going to sign this thing and you're going to vote for it. Now, you know, I mean, come on. Or else there would be martial law. And some of those dudes on Capitol Hill, the scariest people in the world, gotta be, pass those bills. How you gonna not read the Patriot Act? We didn't read it because it was too big. You know what they should have been doing a long time ago? Of course, somebody would have gotten in and sabotaged it anyway, but they should have had committees to break those laws down, to break the Patriot Act down. If you have a committee of 100 people, saying, okay, y'all read this, y'all read this, y'all read this, y'all read this, y'all read this. Break it down to me. You say, well, that's not going to work because they need to read the whole thing to put it every right. Therefore, what is the answer? Do not create the Patriot Act 3 years, 4 or 5 years before 9/11. Then you can be okay with this. Let them read it. The Patriot Act, what'd you say? The Patriot Act was created, like, how long before 9/11? Oh, by the way, do you know Tower 7 got hit by nothing? What did you say? Huh? You know that one lady that came in front of John McCain? Obama's a terrorist. No, he isn't. Huh? Oh? You suppose somebody will do that and come up to them and say, is the Federal Reserve federal or not? It's publicly owned. I decided to go on my college campus and walk around and interview people because I just wanted to see if these people were really going to give me a chance to interview them. You know, the Federal Reserve is not federal. They had this lady on Saturday Night Live. It's the funniest thing in the world, man. They didn't have her, but they had one of the actresses dressed up like her. And it was just, I laughed. I really did laugh. Now, Michael Jackson's death took, I don't think it would have took away from any of the public knowing anything in the first place. You could throw it right at them and they wouldn't. The public won't know. Like, kind of like Glenn Beck throwing the FEMA camp. I don't know what the big deal is. Because he was on, they were talking about him on Alex Jones, and I don't know what the big deal is. Even if he was talking about FEMA camps, ain't nobody going to listen to him. It's just like Lou Dobbs talking about the New World Order. That'll go out one ear and out the other to most people in America. They ain't not thinking about that. They're trying to take Joe to the soccer game and trying to see if they can make it to Marquise's graduation. Nobody cares about that stuff. It's all fun and games until you end up broke. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with my with this. I think maybe it might be an attack from the devil, or it might be my graphic card is my sound card is going bad or something. I don't know. I'm gonna have to get this checked out seriously, because I'm thinking the microphone would have fixed it. But maybe I'll check with the connections and see. Because if you're just not getting that stuff, then I didn't really check into it. But I'm trying to get by the rest of the show, and then I'm gonna figure this thing out. But let's. I want to talk about, and I got an article somewhere on my screen, but I have an article also on my table, on my desk, and I wanted to about President Obama's visit to Moscow when he was addressing the president, Dmitry Medvedev. He said a different nuclear threat is preoccupying emergency planners back home. It's the same emergency planners that, and I'm reading an ad out of the New Sciences, but is it the same? Let me read that again, because I just butchered it. It says, another nuclear threat is preoccupying emergency planners back home. Now, the emergency planners, isn't that the same thing the drill is on? To respond terror response? But anyway, a panel of medical experts has just released its assessment on the technologies and blah, blah, blah. I don't even know that word. Rolled out into a homemade nuclear bomb. And if it was ever detonated in the heart of an American city, it would cause devastation. Now, a lot of people some of the news stations like CNN and Fox News and MSNBC News, we're talking about Al-Qaeda as the next white Al-Qaeda. So Al-Qaeda is recruiting members for their organization. And there's also if you are watching the news this morning, they were talking about I don't even get all the details, but they were talking about a organization that's doing some recruiting. Isn't it funny how the terror drill on the 27th and 21, it's never funny. Isn't it kind of curious that these terror drills are being ran at the end of the month, and all of a sudden they're starting to bring out these organizations and these people who are proposing being recruited by other organizations? Well, anyway, let me finish the part of the article. It says, a device of this kind not able to oppose the most immediate, an extreme threat to global security. Now, when I first started the show, I told y'all about the sign that's in the sky, that God gives signs, and he does. And this is a solar eclipse, so it's addressed to the Gentiles. A lunar eclipse is addressed to the Jewish people, and the solar eclipse is addressed to the Gentiles. And this eclipse is over the Dire Straits, meaning North Korea, South Korea, Japan, China. I'm not saying anything's going to happen in those areas, but who's been in the news? And also put the Iran, Israel's being given the green light just about to attack Iran. They just got to give up some parts of the land, probably parts of Jerusalem. And President Obama said that he would like to see Jerusalem divided. Now, what did the Bible give warnings about? Dividing his land. So, President Obama is really 6 months, or a little more. Remember Biden was talking about, this president will be tested in 6 months. Well, it's been a little bit, it's going to be over 6 months, but hey. The shoe fits. It's going to fit pretty properly. It might be a little bit of tight around the area, because when did he get inaugurated? January 20th? It's going to be July 20th tomorrow, but it's going to be darn close to what he was saying. This president will be tested. They're going to test the metal of this president. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. They're going to test the metal of this guy, and he's already done enough damage. And I don't believe I don't care what color you are. Stand by. Okay, sorry about that. I don't care what color you are. As a president, if you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, if you're doing that, he is changing. And when he's talking about an election, about change can be me going down the street at 150 miles an hour being chased by police. But before that, my life was pretty calm. Chase can be your kid going to school and kissing on the girl, but he didn't do it before. Chase can be you bouncing checks all over the country before. Change doesn't have to be good. Or a change you can believe in. Now, that's the bad part I got to figure out. But I love my race. But I'm starting to believe that African Americans are socialists at heart. Because we've been oppressed for so long, we want to receive. And we do need help at times, but the thing is that the same measure that a successful white man, a successful Korean man, a successful Chinese man uses to succeed, it's the same measures that the black man uses to succeed. For instance, what I'm trying to say is, if you want to succeed and you plan it out carefully, there are things that you do to succeed. And in corporations, there are blocks, maybe, at times, because of human nature. But if you're going to start, you have to have the same disciplines. As a matter of fact, in corporations, you have to have the same disciplines that it took a white man or a Puerto Rican man or a Mexican man to succeed. So President Obama got presidency for because he was black or because he had the right credentials, because he always had the right answers of response to the right questions. Well, I don't mean politically, but I mean any challenges that came his way, he was able to avoid them because he was a smart guy. I'm starting that black and white issues are going to be used to divide this country big time. Divide against itself or not stand. I don't know if the secret societies are going to come up with some type of a Rodney King thing where it's going to get really bad, or if it's just going to be American citizens going on the government because of high taxation and inflation and people are hard. But once again, Jerry Salente, and even the Russian economist that was interviewed, said that we are heading for a civil war in the United States. Need it be racial civil war or economic suppression civil war or whatever, but we're headed there. And we have to keep in mind that the only way that we can avert this issue is to throw out those who are in office now, and that's going to be a big issue in the future, because I do believe that when there's so much hysteria of someone who's getting for the first time, we look at color and we seem to forget that we can be electing a dictator and we have no idea. That's how things always start. Adolf Hitler wished he did have color issues as a delusion so he can do all his dirty work. And I'm not saying nothing to nobody. I'm not making a judgment right now, but sometimes if you put a frog in some cold water and turn the stove on and come back, that frog is dead because he enjoyed the warmness and then all of a sudden he didn't realize when it was hot. Going back to this article about the devices that are going off, this is crazy, because I already knew a while back when I used to listen to Alex Jones and Dr. Stan Mortief and all these guys, they were talking about suitcase nukes, and even on Art Bell, suitcase nukes, and I kind of like kept that in mind that the tribulation pair something to do, the opening of the tribulation pair will have something to do with suitcase nukes or some type of a homegrown nuke. But for all we know, we don't know for a fact that the government could actually stop and buy some land and put a nuclear device about the size of 3-4-2 sheds, hook them together, and inside of there is a reactor that blows up just like a suitcase nuke would, and then they can blame it on the suitcase nuke. Or it could be some trucks or some cars that maybe the government in a laboratory say, okay, it's ready, drive it out, park it. We're going to call it on a switch, or we're going to control it from the inside of the cave, bum up, and just like the fags that we are, we're going to hide in these caves until everything's all over with. We're surrounded by a bunch of wieners who are running these governments, and they're not able to stand up towards each other. I'd have been got taken out of office because I'm gonna say something. You know, I know there's some people in the office that's smart, and is gonna say something. Even Ron Paul and the other guy, I can't forget his name. I have to remember his name with the pretty wife. It's short, but he has a pretty wife. That was running for president. He knows something's going on. But I believe that we are heading right around the corner of some things that are happening in the next 2 weeks. And like I said, I don't know what's going to happen exactly. I don't have a crystal ball. But I am aware that something's going to happen to let us know the course that we're going to be taking. In the near future, there's going to be some big-time events that can happen. Yeah, Dennis Kucinich, thank you. What we need to do is pray for this nation. And I'm really, really mean that. Pray for this nation, because we need to pray, take some time at nighttime where I sleep, and pray for this nation. Some of those, I don't have the article with me, but New Mexico and Oklahoma City and Texas and Indiana. And I also saw some information on YouTube about Minnesota. And I always thought Minnesota would be a target. I don't know why. It's too pretty. They don't like pretty places. So the Twin Cities might be a target. That's just me. And I saw a little clip on it. Some dudes were saying that they see some suspicious things going on. But I've always thought when it's not, the documentary was called Left Behind, but it's not really the movie Left Behind. It was a live scenario that will be happening just prior to Jesus Christ's coming. And it was busy. The newscast was really busy. You think it's bad now when they breaking news. A mosquito just bit on the nose. Breaking news. A cat is stuck up in a tree. I get so tired of this breaking news. Breaking news. Matter of fact, breaking news. Michael Jackson just died. Matter of fact, he died 2 days ago. Come on now. Breaking news for everything. So now, I'm thinking that at the time that we're close, Jesus Christ coming back, it's going to be breaking news every 5 seconds. And it's going to be real events being covered in these breaking news. Matter of fact, if any superstar dies at that time, it's going to be irrelevant. And no respect, no disrespect to Michael Jackson or anybody else who died. Irrelevant. People are going to be losing their lives at that point. They're not even going to be caring about who's dying and who's whatever, okay? You don't know you're dead until you're truly dead and you're in the wrong spot. Or you're in the right spot. You just don't know. Okay? So we need to pray. Now, if the thing happens, let me give you a scenario of what I think could happen. I do believe that, I believe that the next 2 weeks are going to be, this is just me. I'm not saying Darth says the Lord. I'm not saying this is God saying this. I'm just saying that this is what I think. Just kind of on curiosity side. Just like people go out and say who the Antichrist is. I want to know who the Antichrist is. And God says we should be looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we should be looking for Christ instead of the Antichrist. But people do it for fun. Some people do it for fun. Some people. But I believe in this article. I believe this article. I believe the new enemy of the United States will be the white Al-Qaeda, black Al-Qaeda, Puerto Rican Al-Qaeda, Mexican Al-Qaeda. In other words, American Al-Qaeda. Americans. will be the focus point. And then sooner or later, they're going to turn it against the Christians. So don't ask me how they're going to do that. Because I was saying that a couple months ago, about a year ago. I thought, I don't know how they're going to tie this to the Al-Qaeda. And then I thought about suitcase nukes, and I thought about, you know, homegrown dirty bombs and things like that. And I see why, how they're going to do it. Because America is standing in the way of a global empire. America sovereignty is for a capitalist system. It's for a constitutional system based on freedom, based on liberty. As long as you don't hurt your neighbor's chances of having that liberty, you're going to have liberty. You can walk out your house right now, go anywhere you want. Used to be a time you can go to the airports and just walk through. Now you can't do that no more since 9/11, which is an inside job. So the American, we got enemies both foreign and domestic. When I raised my hand to apply for the United States Army, I realized that, yes, I have enemy both foreign and domestic. Oh, big time. And we have more domestic enemies than we have foreign enemies. And if we don't realize this, we got to get hurt. We have to realize that we have enemies in this country. And if you were Britain, or if you were the secret societies, went and you lost the war, you just lost this war. I mean, lost the war against the American establishment at the time of 13 colonies. If you just lost the war, what would you do later on? I know I would. I would infiltrate so strongly that it would be practically my country. I don't know what's wrong with my career. I'm starting to think there's a lot of change in the subject, but I think there's a lot of things wrong with my blog talk thing, because I have the premium package, but the part where I can screen callers is not here. Now, the box I called you guys with, called onto my switchboard is still there, but I don't have the screening box. So if you called it, I apologize for not answering. If you try again, I'll pick it up. But I'm going to start advertising for my program, and I'm putting it on a specific time slot that I can actually catch people who want to listen. And also, I'm going that all over the place. But due to the fact of the situation that we're in the next, you know, 60 days, 70 days, I probably will be all over the place. You know, I just don't know. I'm just all over the place, and I kind of like it like that somewhat. I'm going to go over... I'm going to keep finishing up what I think is going to happen, but I think a dirty bomb or some type of a bomb can go off somewhere in the world. But I also think that the United States will be a target sooner or later. I believe that there'll be some type of a conflict between Israel and Iran and their neighbors. It could be some type of conflict, but the thing is that the sign is for which is for the Gentile people, so that could happen later, and sometime in August. But I believe that the swine flu can be something that they bring up in these next 10 days. But I believe martial law can be enacted, or close to it. At least in these areas that could be a target. Now, is the United States going to be a target? We don't know for sure. We don't know for sure. But if a neutron bomb goes off anywhere in this world, then the Pandora's box is probably opened. I believe a threat to the food supply system is going to be coming up too, around the corner, and I think it's going to be coming fast on the horizon. So you can look for that to start happening in the news sooner or later, a threat to our food supply systems. Because if you read, it talks about there should be cleansing, famines, and earthquakes. And I do believe that there could be a major earthquake on this time slot, maybe in the Dire Strait, somewhere over there, North Korea, South Korea, Japan, China. Now, do I believe that North Korea, we would start a war with North Korea? It's possible. I'm not going to say I'm 100% sure, but the eclipse is over the Dire Straits. So I'm at least 75% sure that there can be a war with North Korea. Now, how is the end times going to be enacted when Russia is not involved? Well, I believe Russia has to come in after Israel gets into it with its neighbors, and Damascus is no longer a city. When Damascus is taken out, and if this is the year, then Damascus will probably be taken. And I'm praying for these people. I'm praying for the kids, the children. I'm praying for the people there. I'm praying for the Christians there. They will get saved. But Bible prophecy will fulfill. So best thing we could do is pray. And I believe Russia will respond. I also believe that Iran would get struck and hit sometime in August. Now, it'd be very surprising to me if Israel hits Iran the next 2 weeks. It'd be very surprising because the signs are for Gentile nations. It's not for, but that doesn't really mean anything. Whenever God is ready, he's going to do what he's going to do. He's going to allow what he's going to allow. So we're going to see that happen. Now, yes, I heard about that FEMA drill. Yeah, that's a part of the sign. The signs are in the skies. And I know y'all probably think I'm ridiculous. When I read Luke 21, it's going to say, you're going to read at the end of the chapter. I don't have my because I had a baby stroller from church. But Luke 21, it talks about the end of the chapter. It talks about there should be signs in the star and the sun, moon, and stars, and on earth distress of nations, but with perplexity, and the waves roaring. So a tsunami sounds right, but also these terror drills are being run on July 27 to the 21st, and those terror drills are just what Obama was talking about. When he was over in Moscow, he says there's a new type of terrorist threat, which is a suitcase nukes or some type of a nuke. It could be homemade nukes. Now, come on. We're the only ones that ever used a nuclear bomb or hydrogen, whatever the heck. The only one who killed off people before. So, if we're the only ones that used it, how do you know that we got another threat, which is homegrown bombs? I mean, have you been watching the Philadelphia Project when your daughters, maybe they were sitting there watching it? For real, I'm not going to be funny nothing, but how do you know that unless something's going to happen? And God forbid, I'm praying that nothing happens. And if I had a chance to tell, and I love these guys on YouTube, pointing people, you know, the common man, because YouTube touches the common man. I can do it with the big numbers. But some of those guys, Alex Jones, some of these guys, even not Alex Jones, some of the common dudes got 10,000 views and as warning. I can't get that many views. But I'm thank God that some people are out. They got normal people, military guys, military soldiers warning what's coming. Now, is everybody going to go on YouTube and find the warning? This is going to take place? Are they going to actually find? I mean, what chances are you finding on YouTube when you're a teenager or you a 30-year-old who loves the Young and the Restless, or you some football player who just like coating girls? How are you going to find? You ain't studying a terror drill. If you walk to somebody right now and say that go punch in Tower 7, on YouTube and see the buildings, they're not hit by anything, they look at you crazy. Of course, they might believe it, because I had some people believe it before, think I was coming. But How about the great old-fashioned oldie of FEMA being there the night before? Yeah, we were there the night before, and we were ready to go to work the day after. Not, it doesn't. See, I look at the simple stuff. See, I don't go into complexities. I look at the simple stuff. If FEMA's there the night before, duh. If FEMA's there the night before, what does that tell you? Oh, doctor, my arm hurts when it goes like this. Don't do like that then. Don't do your arm like that. I mean, I'm saying it's stupid to move your arm when it's hurting like that. Why are you going to tell the doctor? Well, it's stupid to sit up there. Well, FEMA's just there because they had a crystal ball. Somebody's going into the future. Maybe they what is that thing where on coastal? What is it called? Remote viewing. What are they doing? The FEMA have remote viewing or something? I mean, did they go into the future and they see something was going to happen on 9/11? They came there at 9/10, slept in the hotel, Holiday Inn. Chilled out. They worse than the dudes that were in the bar. Yeah, we the bar, and we're gonna blow up the buildings. Yeah, I bet you are. Just like the people with the terror drill, these American citizens were fooled and to follow. Oh, this is a terror drill. We're gonna just shove this dynamite in these buildings, though. We're gonna just put them on in and the firearms was like, yeah, we. Heard bombs go off, boom, 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 boom. You watch the doggone buildings go down, you see puffs of smoke coming out of them. Just like Federal Reserve's not federal. Huh? The Federal Reserve is not federal? No, the Federal Reserve is not federal. Doesn't it make any sense to you? They're scamming you. Federal Express, Federal Reserve. Come on now. See, Federal Express messes conspiracy buffs up. Because then they're going to say, well, the Federal Express is not federal. You'll be like, yeah, I guess. But the Federal Reserve should be federal. Just like Federal Reserve, I think they made Federal Express. I'm going to go back and see the times of Federal Express because they might have threw a monkey wrench in our stuff. Or we're going to go ahead and make a public company. It's called Federal Express, so they won't have an excuse to say the Federal Reserve. And I guess that's the reason why John F. Kennedy got himself killed. Because he actually thought he was president. You don't do that. You don't run for president thinking you're president. It's dangerous. Stay away from it. Obama's like the complete opposite of President Kennedy. And of course, President Kennedy was a womanizer, and he needs to repent for that. He needed to repent for that. I'm sure, hopefully he did. But he was just complete. Now, either President Obama is a moron, or he's selling the country straight up. Now, he has socialist agendas, and he wants to be friends with everybody and sing Kumbaya. Now, the Antichrist is going to do the same thing, but the Antichrist is actually going to be tough. Now, who is the Antichrist? Let's go into that before the show ends. I wouldn't even know if I had a caller because I got two monitors. And for the life of me, I can't get the second monitor to work. So if I had the second monitor to work, I can have my switchboard on one end and then the articles or the chat room on the other end, but I don't have it. What? Who's the Antichrist? Make a long story short, I got 16 minutes. I can go to Daniel chapter 8, and after Alexander the Great died, his empire was split up into four generals. The generals later on had a empire. And Antiochus Epiphanes came from the empire. Assyria. Now, as I look at Iraq, and as I look at Syria, I'm starting to think that Iraq will be the country that he actually sort of promotes but I believe that he will be from the Syria. And I believe he will come after Damascus is taken out, and probably the chain of command will be taken out also. The Bible calls the Antichrist the king of fierce features. Now, there is no leader that fits this description. Not even John F. Kennedy fit. John F. Kennedy was a handsome guy, but he didn't. The description of the Antichrist gives us big time clues of who he is. Now, the Bible tells us to look for Christ, so that's beside the point. My point is that Tony Blair, if you look at the description of the Antichrist in the Bible calls him the king of fierce features. Now, if you look at Sean Connery, remember when he used to make those double studies? Imagine his hair slicked back and he has gray eyes, or greenish gray eyes. Or even when he had the beard, he has a fierce look if you look at him good enough. He has even a great voice. I'm surprised they didn't make an Antichrist movie. If you look at Juan Carlos, now Juan Carlos is not the Antichrist. I believe the Antichrist is not on the scene yet. He could be a... Look at Obama. Look how fast Obama came to the scene. Now, I believe the Antichrist is somewhere. He could be a professor, college professor. He could be a person winning the wings for a monarch. If this is blown up, could they return to the monarch position? And could he be somewhere in the political circles? But getting back to the way he looks. If you look at Juan Carlos of Spain back in the 70s, he's pretty old now. But if you look at Juan Carlos back in the 70s, good-looking guy. He was a playboy, too, but he had a look more stout than his fellows. He's not as tall as Bill Clinton. I mean, he's about 6'2". I believe the Antichrist will come out 6'3", 6'4", maybe. And I believe that he will look sort of like Juan Carlos of Spain. The king of Spain, not Javier Solana. Javier Solana does not have a look more stout than his fellows. He does not. He's not the king of fierce features. I believe the Antichrist is a copycat God, Jesus. Jesus was King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I do believe that Prince Charles, but not the look Prince Charles. I believe that he's going to be a good-looking guy. Ladies going to be able to say he's very charming. He's very good-looking. He's very tough-looking. He's going to be on Time Magazine, and he's going to be just like a tan color, and he's going to be look with the character lines in his face, and the green eyes, and the medallions going down on his shirt, and all this other stuff. He's going to be sharp. Now, he could be young. He could be 30 years old. Jesus Christ was, or he can be 40, he can be 60, we don't know. What is his platform? I do believe he's going to be Islamic. I believe he's going to be from the religion of Islam. And there, that's why he says that he should behead people, because they did not take his mark. And Christians will be beheaded for the witness of Christ. Now, one last thing before the show goes off is I want to point out the fact that this is a big issue. This is a big deal, what I'm about to say. And people don't really look at it as a big deal. But I do believe it's a huge deal. When people say the church is going to be here, if you go to your Bible, I need to go get mine, so I won't tell you to go to yours. I actually got one, but I don't like it. The writing's too little. I'm getting old, so. But if you look at your Bible and you look at chapter 4, the word church is no longer the word church is no longer mentioned. Now, what did he say to the church of Philadelphia? He says, I will keep you out of the time of testing. Now, if the tribulation period started this year, and you guys are going to look at me like I'm crazy when I say this, and I don't really care because I'm like being looked at crazy, I guess. I believe that the time, okay, where I'm at right now is 4:49. And it's 7:49 or 8:49, I'm not sure. And other places in the world, it is later. Now, today is the 19th, but somewhere else in the world, it's the 20th. No man knows the day and hour. Let me explain. And I had another hour to explain this one, but it's for the Jewish people. The church is not told, we're not told to look for the Antichrist. We're not told to look for the exact day because we're party like it's 1999. But what I'm trying to tell you is that sometimes it helps to know the general time frame because then you will get yourself right and pure, and then you'll promote other people to get it right and pure. If you see things, if something happens in the next 12 days before this month ends, and it's bad enough, then the Pandora's box probably opened. If it's one incident and it's bad enough, then the Pandora's box is open. Then you can look towards Rosh Hashanah, which is the 18th, 19th, and 20th of September. And you can throw in the 21st, too, in there because you want to cover all time zones. If you see things happen, and if you know Damascus is taken out before the 1st of September of this year, now you can everything I'm saying, you can take it into next year, or you can take it into the year after that. But the fall feast, you say, how do you know that? Well, the fall feast says so. He returned in the fall. Easter and all those other holidays is around the spring. Those are spring feasts. He will return sometime in September, October, November, or December. Now, when do I think the bride will be taken out, the church will be taken out, so the tribulation period can start? I believe that it will be taken out. Well, what do you lost at? I got 8 minutes to tell you what I'm trying to say. It would probably take me another show to actually tell you what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is that if these are the last days, then the fall feast is when Jesus is going to come back. So to come back, he'll come back in the fall. So there's the first four, which is Passover, unleavened bread, fresh fruits, Pentecost, those have already been done. He got three more feasts. You got Tabernacle, you got Feast of Trumpets, and you got Yom Kippur, which is your, so you got three more feasts to be done. And whenever Jesus Christ gets ready to come back, he's going to continue the feast. So the feasts were cut off when he went back to heaven. They were all cut off. When Pentecost, actually when the church was formed, it was cut off at Pentecost. So he has three more feasts. So when he gets ready to come back, it will fall exactly on the feast day. So if you go get you a Hebrew calendar, you're going to be able to know exactly when things take place. Now when the tribulation period starts, you're going to know exactly when things are going to take place, almost to the team. But before the tribulation period comes, he's also laid out a roadmap. Now, no man knows the day and hour because Rosh Hashanah is a two-day event. Rosh Hashanah is a two-day event. So there's many time zones. But the reason why he said no man knows the day and hour is because he's talking to the Jewish people. Because in a wedding, if you look at Abraham, I'm going to say this really quickly. It's like in Abraham, sent Eliezer out to get a wife for his son. And he says, my son will be back to get you at an appointed time. He says, my son's going to go back and prepare a place for you. And he's going to come and get your daughter. So at an appointed time. That's why God gave so many clues in the Bible. He said in Hosea chapter 6, he will revive you. On the third day, he shall raise you up. He gave many clues. A day to the Lord is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is a day. He even gave the clue of Daniel 70th weeks. He's given so many clues. And then on the feast of in Leviticus 23, their feast, there's 7 feasts, and God had already done the first 4. Now he has 3 more left. And these are fall feasts. They will come on in fall. Now, if you go in on YouTube, punch in Daniel's timeline and watch those videos. Watch that video, Daniel's timeline, and it's going to give you a timeline. And these feasts have to fit perfectly with the signs. And you have to go look at Daniel's timeline. Just punch in Daniel's timeline and watch this guy. It's going to be like maybe 9 parts. Everyone asking. And he's going to lay down what I'm trying to say in a matter of a few minutes. But he's going to lay those things down. That's why you have all this stuff happening. So if it's 2009, it's like the birth pain. You're going to see a lot more stuff happening at the end of this month going into August, and it's going to really go fire off in September 1st. Into Rosh Hashanah. You're going to see probably invasion from Russia, if it's this year, around the 16th, 17th of September. Now, I don't know when Damascus is going to be taken out, but you're going to see this now. On my next show, I'll take my time and explain this really in depth. That all of these holidays and observance days is God's warning days, it's his feast days, it's his scheduled days when he's going to do something. God will not do anything unless he warns his prophets first. So that's why you get what you get. So it's going to mutate around the fall. There's going to be a big holiday day around the fall. Everything's, Iran, if you don't do anything, we're going to come after you in the fall. Everything's the fall. So is it part of this year? And if you look at Daniel's timeline, there's no other place that fits between itself between 2009 and 2016. No other time fits for the rest of the century. And the generation runs out in 2018 anyway. So if I'm confused anybody, I apologize, but watch the next show, and I promise I'll go into depth because I'm going to keep doing this until I get some people to understand what I'm trying to say. And these next 12 days, pray for this nation. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for your family. Pray for the people all across this country because they can be involved. We don't know. We don't know if there's going to be any neutron bombs going off here. We don't know that. Russia is also running a drill with China on the 22nd. Now, if you want to figure out more on this eclipse, go to NASA.gov. And if you want to know about Jewish holidays, just go punch in Jewish observance days, Jewish holidays, Jewish feast days, and you should be able to get some good information on it. But it's very important that we do pray for this nation because I believe they're going to go live with this thing. And it's not, I'm not just speculating. I just believe. I got to show my mind that it comes out sometimes so much information that I might get people confused. But Germany says that the, here's another article. Oh my God. German connection started in September.
60 seconds.
Why is everything pointing to why is everything pointing to September? Please tell me, are we there? Just like the "Are We There Yet?" the movie. Are we there yet? Are we there? Well, we've been asking that question for 19 years, but there's too much signs now. So God bless everybody out there. If you guys have any questions, just just email the prophecy zone or just send me a message and I'll talk to you. I'm trying to get a live chit chat on my page, but I'm going to see what I can do in the next couple of weeks. But God bless everybody out there, and y'all have a wonderful week.
Ten seconds.